sometimes feeling ashamed of sins proves to be more beneficial than the greatest of worships. This does not mean in any way that one must not do ibadat and worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. These things depends upon the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes feeling ashamed leads to salvation, and sometimes worship does. The book Rawdur Riyahin has mentioned the story of a thief narrated by Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He says, once I was traveling to Syria along with a group of other travelers, when on the way we were plundered by a gang of thieves. They took all our possessions and put them in front of their gang leader. Amongst the goods was a bag of sugar and almonds. All the thieves, they began to eat, but the leader did not join them. I asked him, why is the rest of your gang eating, but you are refraining to eat? He replied, the leader of the thieves, he replied, I am fasting. I asked, surprisingly, how is it that you steal from people and you fast at the same time? He replied, a man should do something to keep the doors of reconciliation open as well. Some time later, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says, some time later I saw the same gang leader in the state of ihram, doing tawaf of the blessed Kaaba. His face was illuminated with the light of worship, and he had been weakened through devotional practices. Physically he became weak. I asked him surprisingly, are you that same man? He answered, yes, I am. And let me tell you something. That very same fast is what caused my reconciliation with my Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have learnt that no act of piety should be seen as small and be ignored. You never know, that small looking action might just be accepted by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and might lead to your success in both worlds. The previous story also highlights the importance of optional fasts as well. It is obvious that it is not easy for everybody to keep optional fasts all the time, but each and every one of us should make some intention or some attempt to keep the fast at least on Monday, because keeping a fast on Monday is sunnah to do so. Look at what fasting did for this gang leader. Fasting blessed him with guidance and sainthood.